Last time, on the usual time.
If the black spider got to Tharden, it's likely he's got to Nundra. I've got to find him.
Waiting on you, city boy.
Pick up a rock and throw it at him.
What the hell was that?
It fell from the ceiling. I start rappelling.
You're immediately hit with a crossroad. Almost sounds like waves crashing upon some rocks.
Oh, looks like we're going to turn around.
Hoyt, pick a good spot to go.
It all looks the same to me.
Amorphous blob of bright yellow jelly has oozed up behind you.
Hey, we're under attack!
The ooze that you cut away from it splashes down to the ground and coalesces together on its own. It takes the form of two smaller jellies.
The last act of Shadow is to throw this guy in front of me, then just crash to the ground behind him.
It's a puddle. You attack the puddle?
How do you fight a puddle?
Droop is going to fly into this fury. Shadow, remaining safe.
Da, 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 da. Fail! Dead.
Great.
Hashtag
okay.
It.
Well, we'll have to deal with that in a second. Luna, you're up.
It's your turn. Fight the thing.
It's your turn.
Eldritch Blast.
Yep.
14.
That hits.
9 damage.
You hit it this time, and it just sends a spray of ooze all over the walls of this hall, and it doesn't recongeal. The remaining jelly is continue fighting Shadow, Droop. And we'll miss. Gundren's turn. He's gonna poke his head around the corner and see that Shadow's down. And he's gonna run back down the corridor from the way he had initially backed up. He won't make it all the way around, but he'll start heading your direction, Shadow. Hoyt, it's your turn. Looking straight ahead of you, you can see one larger looking jelly straight forward from where you're at. You can't quite make out Droop fighting it, but you can see it.
Do I know that Droop's over there or no?
Wait, yeah, you would have heard him over there.
I probably almost want him to die. That's not true. Oh, I hate him though. Fine. I go that way to attack the thing.
Okay.
And I'll attack the thing. 18.
It'll hit.
Is it?
And you'll get your stealth bonus.
Okay, thank you for the thing I was going to ask. I do. 4 weapon damage and 5 from sneak attack for 9 total.
Okay. Droop's turn. He's going to keep swinging at it. This time he hits and does his flat rate. Luna, your turn. You know that Droop and Hoyt are still fighting a jelly.
Alright, I'll head over there and
You can't maneuver past either of them.
Good.
You could fire around Hoyt if you wanted to try.
Alright, I'll do that.
Okay.
Curve it.
19. And I wanted this shit. And 8 damage.
You hit this jelly, and same as the last time, but even bigger this time, it explodes, and the jelly just kind of, like, hits the everything in here. Hoyt, you and Droop are just covered in ooze.
Yay.
But you're currently out of turn-based. Turning around, Droop would see Shadow laying on the ground and be like, "Oh no!" and run over to him, and Gundren would get there about the same time and see that he's not breathing and say, "Oh no, this isn't good." And he'd feel for a pulse and see that there is none and say, "What are we gonna do?" And Droop will reach into his pack and kind of like dump everything out, and there's like two potions of healing and two scrolls, and say, "Will any of this help?" Gundren will quick rummage through the stuff, looking at the scrolls, and he'll pick one of them up and say, "Actually, this might do the trick. I may have something to let you off the hook here, Shadow."
He was a good friend.
This is legitimately something I had in Droop's inventory. So Gundren is going to take this scroll, and he's able to read it, and he's going to place his hand on Shadow's forehead and start reading the words of this scroll, which none of you recognize. And as he does, the text on the scroll gets very, very bright. And you see this magic shoot through Gundren's left arm, through his body, and into his right arm, where it enters Shadow in the forehead, and Shadow's chest starts to heave, and he comes back to life. And the scroll disintegrates into nothingness. Shadow, you have 1 HP. Lucky for you, somebody has Revivify.
Yeah. It's a bitch, ain't it? I say that.
I'm gonna ask Gundren what he did.
He'll say, "Well, our little friend here happened to have a scroll of Revivify."
How convenient.
Droop would say, I don't know. I think I picked it up in that castle.
Well, thank God for that.
So you guys are currently out of turn-based. I think you're all pretty worse for wear. You're still stuck in this maze of really low ceiling tunnels. I don't know what all you want to do. Droop's going to collect his things and look at you, Shadow, and say, you probably could use this, right? And he'll toss you a potion of healing and put the rest of his stuff back in his pack.
I pound it.
10 HP.
What does Revivify give you?
Revivify restores someone from death with 1 HP within 1 minute of them dying.
Oh. Well, shit.
Would I know that Gundren was capable of magic?
Yeah, so none of you have necessarily seen him use magic before, and it's not something that he really broadcasts that he's able to do, but he is able to use some magics, apparently.
I naturally will ask him about this.
He would respond saying, "Oi, lad, there's a lot of stuff you don't know about me, but I sure have picked up some magical skills over my time. Why do you think I'm so interested in this place? It's a haven for magic."
I don't know. Money, the usual?
Well, and obviously money.
Shrug. Continue.
Yeah, and at the mention of money, his eyes kind of glaze over and have, like, dollar signs in them.
What's a dollar?
And have
shut
gold.
Up.
His eyes become gold coins.
Oh, I get that.
Guys, I think that we're going to have to take a little breather here.
Why?
Shadow just died. We don't know what's ahead. We just got in this place.
I pull out another potion from my pack. And I pound it.
We should slow down with that. You'll get a tummy ache.
I mean, I guess we could keep going.
Yeah, I'm fine. Are you fine?
I'm fine.
Are we all fine? No one cares.
Leave the way.
Why you asked? And I'm fine.
Great.
Yeah, what you did ask.
I look at you with daggers in my eyes. Are you fine?
Fine like wine.
I don't like her response. I go in whatever direction is closest to me that is not anywhere near her.
You head south and then you're struck with a choice of left or right?
Right.
You head right and suddenly struck with a choice of left or right?
Right.
You head right and you're suddenly struck with a choice of left or right?
If I look right, do I see anyone?
You can't see anything because you're blind as a bat down here.
I was going right.
You head right and suddenly you see the white cloak of Luna standing in the hallway.
Ah! Turn around.
I watch this and continue to let him be an idiot.
So you basically just walked in a square. What are the rest of you doing?
I turn around and I go straight then.
I stand up.
Yep.
Give it a little stretch. Update my character sheet. And, that was crazy. What was that thing?
It was like some giant ooze.
No, not that thing. What happened? What happened?
Well, you threw me at it, and then you died.
What?
Yeah, you went down pretty hard.
Oh, my face does hurt something really bad. Wow.
You got hit pretty hard there, laddie.
Yeah, what were you doing?
I couldn't do much of anything. These passageways are narrow, and you guys are large. Except for him over there.
Not that large.
He looks up and scoffs as your head is hitting the ceiling.
Well, what happened to Hoyt?
He's right over there, and he points behind you, and all of you can still see Hoyt just wandering off into the distance.
He's wandering circles, squares, whatever this place is.
Triclops over here.
Well,
turn to triangles and frickin' squares.
We gotta keep going. Not getting any younger. And what way have we not gone?
There's lots of ways you haven't gone. Where you're currently at, if you look due north, you can see some steps heading up in the distance.
I'm gonna point and just be like, steps, that's different, we should go there, and I'm gonna start walking.
Are you gonna notify Hoyt first?
I just say it aloud and just walk.
Hoyt, you hear Luna say, steps, that's different, we should go there.
No, I don't.
But you do, though, because you're not that far away yet.
YOLO, going my way.
Okay. So you continue wandering and come to a choice of left or right.
Wait, there shouldn't be left or right. There should be left or straight. I call hacks.
No, you wandered past that thing because you knew that it went the same way you just came.
Okay, I didn't know if you... Okay, I go right. That's my rule.
Okay, you to the right, and I need an initiative roll from you.
Yay! 20.
Okay. I'm gonna put the rest of you on hold quick while we do this. Your first, Hoyt, as you're wandering, all of a sudden you feel some ooze dripping down on you, and you jump quickly forward a little bit, and jelly drops down behind you.
Uh-huh.
It's the about the same size as the first ones you were fighting. It's not the larger one that you had fought last.
Uh-huh.
You're up. You've got kind of the drop on this thing. What do you want to do?
I am agitated. I want to stab it in its non-existent eye.
Okay.
But I will not. I roll an 8.
8 will hit.
What? Fuck this thing. I'm so confused. Negative AP, or AC.
No, it has 8 for AC.
Oh, woo! 7 damage.
Okay. It's going to take a swing at you.
I let it. Four crits, huh? Well done. I'm gonna pose the
9 damage.
Math is hard. No, it's not. Uh-huh.
Your turn.
I'm almost happy it hit me. 19.
Hits.
4 damage.
Okay. It's going to swing at you. What's your AC?
14.
It will hit.
Good.
7 damage.
Unnatural 20.
It hits.
7 damage.
Okay. It swings at you. And this time it will miss.
It's not splitting, is it? Or like showing signs of splitting?
Since no.
Apparently that's a thing. 17.
You haven't seen the small ones split at all. 17 hits.
7 damage.
You plunge your knife into this thing one last time, and as before, it kind of like rushes upward quick and then down and into a puddle.
I, in a fit of anger, stamp on the puddle.
All of you off in the distance hear feverish stamping.
I keep moving.
I dash in that direction.
You come to an intersection at which point, if you look to your north, you see Hoyt angrily stomping on a yellow puddle on the ground.
I walk up next to him and I look at it.
I'm still stomping.
He's still stomping.
Stupid. Think she's all smart. What are you doing?
I don't really even realize that you're there, probably, and I'm startled. Not enough to, like, yell out, like usual, but I jump and freeze up a little bit and look at you, and then I point at it and say, that's her fault, too. And then I keep walking.
Well, that's happening. So the fight would have probably taken place while Shadow was still getting back up and on his feet and drinking his potions. And then you would have heard the stomping and Shadow would have gone running off. Luna, you still wanted to just continue going north towards the stairs?
Yep.
Okay. How are you approaching the stairs?
Stealth.
Stealth check, please.
Stealth check at disadvantage. So my lowest was a 7.
A 7?
17.
Oh, a 17. Okay. With a 17, you're confidently able to approach the stairs. It's about a 10-foot flight of stairs straight up. You get to the point where you can see over the top and straight ahead of you, at the top of these stairs, roughly about 20 feet from where the stairs end, you see a circle of seven terrible-looking creatures that you haven't probably seen before, but they're all kind of hunched down in what looks like a huddle around something in the center, and you can hear a crunching sound.
I back down the stairs.
Okay.
And when I get to a person, I'm going to whisper to them, there are seven things feasting on something else.
What do you mean, feasted?
Like, how big are these things? Are they large?
Normal human size.
Okay. There are 10, about this tall, I'll make a mark with my hand, creatures up there that I've never seen before. And they're all huddled around one area, and there's crunching noises.
He's gonna look at you and look at Droop and put his hand over his mouth like shush and suggest maybe we ought to go a different way then.
Yeah.
And
I gesture for Gundren to lead the way.
Since you're kind of in front of him still, he'll gesture the way Shadow went and said, why don't we follow those two?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So you guys will probably catch up with them pretty easily. Hoyt, what direction would you have gone after you finished your rage stomp? You've got a choice of north, south is the way you came, or east.
One of those is right, so I go right.
That would be east.
So I said.
As you're walking to the east, you hit a corner and your only option is to go south. Should you choose to take it?
This feels like more circles. Sure.
Okay, you head south and you, as you round this corner to your south, you bump directly into Luna. And Shadow's kind of just following you. Where you're going, I'm assuming, Shadow, unless you're doing something else.
I smile.
I say to Hoyt, where are we going?
I don't know. And then I run into her and I go, ugh. I turn around and I say, go back or let me through.
I take the lead.
No. Okay, good.
Okay.
Now there's no white so crabby.
What are my options?
So if you're currently behind Hoyt, you could push your way past and get back to...
He said go back.
Then going back, you only have one option. You go north and immediately have to turn west.
I take it.
Yep. And then after you turn west, 20 feet after you start heading west, you come to a intersection where your only options are north or south.
I look right.
You see 20 feet in the distance, the end of a abandoned mineshaft.
I go left.
That's the way you came from before. Uh-huh. You stomp through the puddle of the dead jelly.
I don't stomp.
Well, you trudge through the puddle
of the dead. I probably, like, leap over it quietly.
You leap over the puddle. You nimbly escape the grasps of the puddle of this dead jelly.
Yes.
And
that's definitely going the final edit.
From there, you're struck with a choice. Do you go west or do you go south?
What can I see ahead of me?
To your south, you see a passageway leading to the east.
Uh-huh.
And to your west, you see a passageway leading to the west. And to your south, you see an abandoned mine shaft about 20 feet in front of you.
I go right.
Which is west. About 10 feet to your west, you're struck with a choice. Do you go north or do you go south?
What do I see to the left?
To the left, you see a passageway going to the south and a passageway going to the west.
What is that west one? Where does that go?
You walk around to the corner where you can see it, and you see an abandoned mineshaft.
I drop my head and I go back. I go right from where I was before.
North. Well, you would also see a passageway going off to the south. It's not just the abandoned mine.
I don't want to. We've been over. We came from there.
Fair. So to your right, you walk about 10 feet, and you're stuck with a choice. Do you go north or do you go west?
All right. If anybody's paying attention, I don't know how high these passive perceptions are, but I'm getting like irritated. Like my body's tensing up. This return from death is not going well. So what are my choices again?
You can go north or you can go west. To your north, the passage is kind of rough on
either
side. You head west.
Left.
The stones are still neatly cut here. You get to a corner and your only option is to head north.
I take it.
You head north and you proceed about 20 feet where you reach the end of an abandoned mineshaft.
I'm going to chime up and be like, do you know where you're going?
I ignore that and I go back and I take the north, the forward, the bad path.
The path that looks like it was roughly cut.
Yeah.
Sure.
Architecture's getting lazy now around here.
So you head through that path. Make sure you don't have any encounters here.
Hey, I'm not holding it against you. I don't know where we are either. Just, I'm curious. Do you?
I'm just saying. I don't answer that.
So you guys head north through this rougher passage about 30 feet. And after 30 feet, the passage opens into a larger cavern. The ceiling here is about 20 feet high. The cavern itself is not exactly square, but you're looking at roughly 25 feet by 40 feet. And a still pool fills the majority of this cavern. For those of you that can see, the water is dark. The shore of this pool consists of a thin layer of broken shells from strange pale mussels, and you can smell a really fishy odor in the air here. You guys came from the southern passage into this room, and looking off to the east, you see a set of steps that climb up. You can't see roughly how far from where you're at. And to the north, you can see that what looks like a tiny stream heads out of the northern end of this cavern. And the ceiling above where the stream exits is only 3 feet high over the water.
Did you say fish?
I said it has a fishy odor in the air. I would also like to add that during all of your previous encounters here and your time spent in the maze, periodically, roughly every 2 minutes or so, you hear this thunderous crash of water upon rock. And kind of like the air surges through the tunnels of the cavern when this happens, and you're starting to figure out why it's called Wave Echo Cave.
All right, so I'm times two irritated now.
I hate this place.
Yeah. How lively does the fish smell?
Deadish.
Not
appetizing.
I pick up the mussels. What do they look like? Edible?
Not the ones on the edge of the pool. Those ones are mostly dead. If you wade in a little ways and pick up some of the ones that are still in the water, those might be edible.
I want to check those.
Sure. I mean, you give them a good sniff, smells like muscle you've eaten before, assuming that you have, since you're interested.
How deep is the pool right here?
So the shore where you're at isn't too deep. It drops off a good ways as you get further in. You walk about 5 feet in, and you're at about your knees depth.
All right, I'm going to sit down in this water and eat delicious mussels.
Okay.
Because I have a second chance at life.
Sure. You can start snacking down. That's fine. As you get a little deeper into the pool, fishing around for these mussels, with your cat eyes, you see something kind of catch your eye a little bit deeper in the pool.
Is it a fish?
And it's not a fish. It looks kind of like the glint of metal.
Matt.
Oh. Is it a sword?
If you'd like to investigate, you'd have to swim. It's under a good deal of water. You would have seen it when you kind of were sticking your head down and looking for these mussels.
Yeah, I'm naturally curious.
Sure. So this thing's under about 10 feet of water. And as you get closer to it, you can see further in the pool that it gets pretty deep near the middle of it, probably about twice as deep as you're currently at. But you reach what you had seen in the water, and you find a skeleton that still has some arrows sticking out of its rib cage that had been implanted in its ribs during the battle that was fought here many, many, many years ago.
Okay, so if anybody would see the bubbles of air coming up, because I got super startled.
Okay. I don't know if anybody's really paying attention or what the rest of them are doing.
Doesn't matter.
So upon further inspection, Shadow, you would see around this thing's hand, each hand has a ring on it. And in the clutches of its left hand is a, from what you can make out, a stick with kind of a jewel encrusted on the end of it.
I grab the body and pull it to shore.
Sure. So you guys, I'm assuming, are you doing anything specific? If not, are you just kind of chilling while he's eating?
Pretty much.
Chilling.
Okay. So Shadow would disappear under the water, and several seconds later would return dragging this skeleton up out of the water.
I don't think the fish had arrows, guys.
What?
I hold up dead body covered in arrows.
As you hold this body up, the wand in its hand drops to the floor, and a lot of the bones just kind of fall off of it, and you're just holding on to this rib cage with a skull attached.
Oh, yeah, and I just drop it on the shore.
And now it shatters into a bunch of pieces.
And I pick up the stick, and I'm like, this is the weirdest thing ever. It's got like a rock on it.
Any of you in magic users would recognize it as a wand, most likely. Well, so basically, you, Shadow, and Luna, and Gundren would probably know what it was also.
What does a wand do?
Well, let's take a look at it. On the wand, laddie.
But like, what is it for?
It casts spells.
What?
Magic!
Out of the stick!
How does a sorcerer get to be a sorcerer and not know what a wand is?
What? Well, hey now. Just because you guys have wands and we don't need wands doesn't make you, like, better than us. Gosh.
He'll laugh.
Yeah, but if you use a wand, you don't have to use up all your magical energies yourself. You feeling me?
I hold it, and I'm like, I don't feel anything.
Well, here, let me take a look at
it. I start waving it around.
As you're waving it around, Wyatt all of a sudden, a streak of magic energy just rockets forth from the tip of this wand into the wall.
Does it look like anything I've seen before? As I'm super startled?
Have you seen magic missile before?
I mean, probably. That's not an uncommon
It's a pretty beginner spell, so yeah. I feel like you would have seen something similar.
I'm like, oh!
Yeah, you see?
I stop waving it.
In addition to the wand of magic missile, you've also found two platinum rings on what used to be this thing's hands.
I ain't found shit. I don't care about jewelry.
Ooh.
So, I don't know.
I'll look at it.
So did the other people see the dead body fall apart with the rings on it?
I'll take a look at those rings.
Sure. So you pick through the bones and find these two rings, both ornate platinum rings, and you're not an appraiser, but your unskilled eye would value them at 75 gold apiece.
I'm gonna put them on and be like, these are pretty.
Look at me with my rings and my white cape.
And my shiny sword.
Hey, weren't we here to do something?
What?
And Hoyt sees none of this because we're not within 5 feet of him. No. I would like to look around the room again. Where's a way out? I want to find a way to
move. So as I had mentioned, you see that the water continues off what looks to be a passage to the north, but the ceiling is only, let's see, 2 to 3 feet in spots above the water. To your east on this room, you see a set of stairs going up, and then there's the passage that you came from to the south.
Can we explain the east passage? Just a passage?
It's stairs heading up.
Well, I'm going to go check up here, and I'm going to stealthily approach stairs again.
Stealth check!
Good roll. That was the same roll, 18.
You approach these stairs and quietly step.
We get it.
And you can see over the top and directly in front of you, about 10 feet, you see a door. And you see a passage going to the north and a passage going to the south.
Okay, so there's a door and then the passages?
Yep.
I'm going to whisper down, like a loud whisper. Hey, there's a door up here. And I'm going to approach the door stealthily as well.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and test it, see if it's locked. Carefully.
This is actually the first door that you've came across in this area. And it's not like the doors you've seen before in most buildings. It's a thick stone door.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah, it's not like the wooden doors that you're used to. But that said,
Clickada.
So you just want to try and budge the door? Are you going to listen or anything?
If I hear a noise, I'd listen. Otherwise, I guess I would test the door, see if it's unlocked.
Yeah, the door is unlocked. You give it a slight push, and it does budge.
All right, before going in, I want to go back to the group and let them know this door. I want to look on the other end of it.
Okay. What do you guys do?
I look at Hoyt, and then I ask him, why are you always... What are you doing with that candle?
I look confused. What do you mean?
Like, can you... Do you need that to see?
Yeah. Kind of a common thing.
What? How far can you see with that?
I do like the whole, I back up from him until he disappears and says, about here.
What? I go into my pack. How far away are you, actually?
He'd be about 15 feet.
Oh. Well, I don't know if I can do anything better than that. What does a torch do?
Torch is 30, I think.
30, 15 by 15?
Yeah, 15 and 15.
I grab out of my pack a bigger candle. And I'm like, here, this is a big candle. Try this. And I light it with his candle.
I audibly giggle.
Is it actually a larger candle, or is it...
No, no, it's a torch, but okay. I call it a bigger candle.
Sure. It's a sparkler.
I was going to give him a scroll of fireball, but I
decided... A torch gives me 20 feet bright, 20 feet dim.
Okay, well, even better then.
I was like, is that better?
But I can see in dim the same as bright because of Skulker, so essentially 40 feet.
So 40 bright. Oh.
Wow, so you can now, you've doubled your range, basically, and then some.
Quadrupled.
I'm like, don't let that go out!
And I'm like, I feel like it's going to be really hard to sneak around with this.
Well, and I take the candle out of his hand, and I'm like, well, you can't sneak around with this at all, and I throw it into the water.
And I'm defeated. I'm like...
Okay. Come on! Luna found a door! I'm alive! It's a good day!
I see Hoyt's in pain, and I walk over and say...
Oh my god, don't even right now. Like, literally, I'm just gonna put a hand up and be like, no, don't. And I point at the door.
You don't know where the door is.
I assume it's in the direction that you came from, as Shadow just told me that you found a door. So then I'll point in the direction of the door and just say go.
I'll be like, you like these, maybe these will help. And I'll drop two daggers and walk towards the door.
I wait until she can't see. Or until I think she can't see.
Uh-huh.
And then yeah, I'll pick them up.
Okay.
So many daggers. Like an inconceivable amount of daggers.
Sure. Sure.
I will sneak back up to the door and I will try and open it stealthily. Open the rock door stealthily.
Please hold. I just gotta investigate how thoroughly you're fucked here.
Hey man, I'm not opening it all the way. I wanna be able to peek in.
It was even funnier that time.
So you open this door stealthily, and as you do, as the door gets wider, you can more clearly hear that there are some voices.
Is it the same room that we were looking at before with the seven things?
No. The voices are arguing in a tongue that one of you definitely would recognize. I'm not sure if any of you others are familiar with Goblin. Droop, being right behind you as always, would pick up on it immediately, say, well, he wouldn't say much of anything. He's kind of looking at you expectantly, but do you continue opening the door?
I'd like to open it just far enough to get my, like, peek my head out and see what I can see.
So you open it a little bit further and... Because you've been opening it slowly and they're in the middle of an argument, these bugbears haven't seen you yet, but you open this door a little ways further, and you can see the outlines of five bugbears in this room. It's quite well lit, and Droop would recognize that they're discussing the fact that they're starving and haven't had anything to eat for several days.
And this is not the same room as before? It sounds a lot like it.
No.
Okay. So I don't know what they're saying, but I see that there's 5 bugbears, and that's a lot of bugbears.
Yes.
And quickly, do I see anything else in the room before I try and slowly close this door?
You see... Let's see if you see anything in particular. You definitely see some bunks along the sides of the room. There's a large iron brazier in the middle of the room. And across the way... Actually, you can't make this out because the bugbears are huddled around the brazier. Give me a stealth check. They don't notice you.
Jesus. Well, I'm going to close that door, look at Droop, and then look at the other people that are on me and whisper, 5 Clargs.